You know, probably about 4 or 5 years ago, we saw the vinyl sales at Christmas just skyrocketing. And there was a point where it didn't stop, where we found that January and February, where sales kind of lag a little bit, they just stayed steady and steady. Because you can't just own 3 or 4 albums. You want to come back and buy more and more. So whenever we sell a turntable, we get a new customer out of it.
Why do you think people love buying records? What is it about it that has made this an enduring form?
Well, I think there are a few things. You can talk about the rich sound of it, and it becomes a passion for audiophiles to have this kind of beautiful, deep, rich tones that you get from the vinyl that you're lacking from the digital experience. I think the other thing is the artwork. I think that that's something that that people have really rediscovered, just how great it is to be able to look at a record and really hold something that that's honestly a piece of art.
And who's getting these turntables? Who's buying records?
Well, I think we're finding two distinct demographics. One is the kids, you know, from the ages of, let's say, 16 through 25. And then we're seeing people that are closer to my age, maybe in their 50s or maybe in their 60s, kind of reliving their youth. The older people have discretionary income. And the younger people, that's their passion at the time. In between, you're having kids and you have other expenses, and that's understandable. But if you're really into the hobby, you always seem to come back to it.
I have to ask, how many records do you have? I've heard that your basement is something else.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm guessing between all the different formats, probably 500,000, something along those lines. A lot of stuff.
With such a huge number of albums, I have to wonder, people are always asking, so how do you organize your records? Do you alphabetize? Do you have them? I mean, what do you do with that many records?
Yeah, well, I enjoy alphabetizing records. It's kind of my way of playing with them. That's from being a collector since I was a kid. So it never bothers me to do that. So, yeah, we're always considered a very, very well-organized store.
What is your favorite LP?
Oh, gosh, that's almost impossible to say.
Top five.
Top five. Oh, God. Even that is impossible to say. Oh, I can't even go there. You know, it's like when somebody asks me, what kind of music do you like? And I just say, good. That's about the only way to answer it.